Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Pensacola, Florida, it's time for Pensacola Business Radio. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. Keith Herbert here, broadcasting live from Pensacola Business Radio in sunny Florida. I think winter is finally over, I hope. And I've got three fantastic guests around the table with me today. I have Nicole from Pensacola Beach Chamber of Commerce. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Good afternoon. Welcome. I've got Danny, and I'm not going to say it because I don't want to mess it up, but from Sunrise Produce, good afternoon.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in. And then I've got Tara, and again, I'm not going to say it because I don't want to mess it up, but you do the cryotherapy and
chill cryotherapy, that's it. Chill. Pensacola.
That's it. All right. Yeah. So we're going to get into everybody here because I really want to know what you guys do in your business. But Nicole, you got one of my favorite things to do coming up here, so tell me about the pub crawl.
So it's our Go Irish on the beach or on the island pub crawl. This year we have 12 stops. It is the largest pub crawl in Pensacola. 12?
Only 12? I think four of those you might want to drink water.
It's wild out there. We do it every year to benefit Covenant Hospice. So it's a great thing that we do. And all of our t-shirt money goes right back to Covenant Hospice. It's a nice fundraiser. But we start at 10:30 in the morning. That Casino Beach Bar, which is one of our newest bars out on the beach. And if you haven't been, it is awesome.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. The food is delicious.
Went to school with those guys.
Yeah. Well, the good news is they just started their breakfast menu. So yesterday, and it was delicious. At the pub crawl this year, they're going to kick off with a breakfast for us. So it'll be a $10 breakfast buffet, which we highly encourage you to come out and eat.
You need foundation, don't you?
You need some substance. And then they're going to be doing $3 mimosas and $3 Bloody Marys. So that's the first special of the day. That's an hour stop, which we've never done that before. So we're hopeful that people will come out and kind of bring all their friends, get a nice group together, and then we'll just start kind of traveling down the beach. They're 30-minute stops, and we go from the dock to Crabs, to the Hilton, to Holiday Inn. And then we're going to stop at Patty O'Leary's, which, you know, does a big mass in the morning. It's beautiful service if you can make it out for that. And we'll be there right in time for the Irish Elvis, who, if you haven't seen, is a lot of fun.
You just need to see it.
Yeah, he's a lot of fun. And, you know, Patty O'Leary's does charge a cover for this event. But if you're a pub crawler, it's free. So this is your opportunity to get in there and hang out and get an Irish car bomb and see Irish Elvis. Then we'll go on to Paradise Bar and Grill, where they're going to be having corned beef and cabbage for $5, which is super cheap, and you'll need to eat by then. So we encourage you to do that. And we'll just keep going down into Bamboo Willie's, where we have our annual green bikini contest. And we might need a judge. So if you're available.
I don't think I'll be available for that.
Okay. Well,
I'm going to keep myself out of trouble. How about that?
And then other than that, we do our costume contest. So whether you want to be in the bikini contest or just the regular old fun contest, come out and show us your best outfit. It gets very funny because you've now done the pub crawl and gone through 11 stops. So your costumes, you know, they could change throughout the day. But like I said, everything goes back to Covenant Hospice. It's a great fundraiser. And then Chamber loves to be a part and to honor them every year with this. All t-shirts are on sale at all of the stops that I mentioned. They're $12. Or you can come by our office, which is at the Visitor Information Center. It's a brand new building on Pensacola Beach. So if you haven't been, I encourage you to stop by anyways because it's a beautiful building. And you get to see us. And we're a lot of fun in there.
There you go. Do you have to stay with lose your group?
Yeah, that's the best part about this pub crawl is, you know, you can come and go whenever you want. We have a lot of people that will do half days at work. You all of a sudden get, you know, a headache and have to go home. Mm-hmm. So you can come whenever you want. You can stay as long as you want at the stops. If there's bars on here that, you know, those are your people and that's your regular stop, you can stay there all day. We just want people to come out and have fun and support our beach businesses.
And it's always easy to promote shenanigans when it's for a good cause, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
You definitely can call in sick. It's for a good cause.
We love it. And every year we do it, and it gets bigger and bigger, and people want more and more stops. And we're like, how do we control this?
Yeah.
Because 12 stops is a lot. So we appreciate these bars. They are picked because they are members of our Chamber of Commerce. So they do a lot for us, and we just want to give it back to them.
Who's giving them the rides home?
You can Uber.
Love Uber.
Love Uber.
I know the cab companies are always alert when this is on.
Cabs will be out there.
They're always there because I've seen them.
The pedal trolleys
before.
Will be out there. Yeah. So if you live on the beach and need a ride, do a pedal trolley.
Yep.
Yeah, we are really encouraging you to use Uber. They are going to be on alert that day. Yeah. They already know that the pub crawl is happening. So please be safe and please be smart, because this is not a reason for you to come out and be stupid. We want you to have fun, but to be smart about it.
And there's going to be tons of music, too, because I know. Okay, so you've got Elvis at
Patty O'Leary's.
I can't remember who plays at Paradise, but it's somebody that usually repeats themselves every year.
I
wish it was Honey Island Swamp Band. So if they were listening, there's a hint for you. but then I know Bamboo Willie says music too.
Mm-hmm. So, and then Flounders that night will have Fly By Radio.
Yep.
So, I mean, everybody's going to have live bands. The Shaker puts on a wild band and they'll be there all night long. Yep. So it's a lot of fun. And like I said, we encourage you to at least try to go to each establishment, because you never know, if it's a bar you haven't been to, you might actually love it.
Yeah.
And just support us and hang out with us. But then if you want to stay or you want to go back, a lot of these places will have after parties. So after the pub crawl, call at the visitor center. We're happy to answer any questions.
You guys just released the Bands on the Beach schedule, didn't
you? We did.
I think I saw that yesterday.
Yep. The Island Authority put together a great lineup. We're really excited about this year. And please rest assured that the ordinance will not change how Bands on the Beach is on. You can drink at Bands on the Beach.
All right.
It is a permanent event. And we encourage everyone to still come out and enjoy it.
Yeah. Well, and you got Continuum this year, which I thought was awesome.
Even
though I have to wait all the way to October to see him.
Hey, but that's like their music, and it'll be perfect outside. It'll be great.
Yeah. And then did I see Modern Eldorados again?
Yes. They'll be on there. Yeah. A lot of the regular bands that we've had, but you know, they bring them back because everybody wants them.
Yeah.
And it's just such a nice time, and it's family friendly, and it's a free event, and you can come out there and grab dinner at one of our awesome restaurants, and just enjoy it.
Yeah. And hang out.
Yeah.
And go over to Casino Beach Bar and have a cocktail.
It's delicious.
Yeah. Awesome. Okay. So aside from the pub crawl and Bands on the Beach, what, tell us about the chamber and what you guys do for Pensacola Beach, because I know it's not just for businesses. I mean,
right.
If visitors or tourists need to, you guys have a lot of information there, right?
Absolutely. We actually were created in 1987, so we've been around for a while. We have just over 200 members, and they are on Pensacola Beach, Gulf Breeze, and in Pensacola.
I'm older than the chamber. That's a little scary. That is so scary. Okay, go ahead.
and I am too, so don't worry. We also manage the Visitor Information Center for the Island Authority. So it's a very unique partnership, and we work together on encouraging our visitors, showing them everything there is to do, whether it be on the beach or in town. We work a lot with Visit Pensacola, promoting downtown and the Navy base and just all the awesome stuff that Pensacola has to offer. But then we also put on a lot of the events. So the pub crawls, not Bands on the Beach. That's the Island Authorities. Taste of the Beach, Art and Wine, 4th of July, New Year's Eve. So all of these great things that are happening out there, it's all volunteer based. It's myself and one other full-time employee. So we really just work hard to give the visitors everything that they need to know and to give it back to our businesses and show them that we are appreciative of everything they do.
So do I have to live on the beach or have business on the beach to be a member?
No.
Fantastic.
You can be an individual. You can be a business off the beach. You can be a nonprofit. We will welcome you.
Yes. And it would benefit you too.
Yes.
Yes. Because most people end up at some point on the beach.
Yes.
Yeah. Very cool. Okay. So what comes up after the pub crawl?
After the pub crawl, you're going to move into spring break. Obviously, it's happening.
Oh,
this
Lord.
Weekend's our first spring break. And, you know, we get excited because on the beach, it's not the wild and crazy. Yes, it's busier, but it really isn't anything to worry about. And that's what's so exciting, is you can come out there and still have a really great time. And then after that, Memorial Day will happen. 4th of July we'll gear up for. Our biggest event every year is Taste of the Beach. So that's in September. And we'll be really gearing up for that.
What about Blues?
Blues will be here July 16th. Again, the Island Authority is preparing for all of that, and we're really excited to have them back.
Awesome.
It's a weekend after the 4th of July, so that will be interesting this year.
Well, because it was usually what the weekend either...
Usually we do it like red, white, and blues, so it's 4th of July, and then that weekend would move into blues.
Right.
But we're going to have an empty weekend because 4th of July falls on a Monday.
Yeah. Well, that's a good excuse to call in for.
Yeah.
Sick for.
Well, you should be off.
It'll also give you time to stake your claim on the beach like the week before.
Exactly.
So you can just live there for a little while. Because we all know how hard it is. You don't live out there, how hard it is to get out there.
So yeah,
you
make your reservations and your plans now.
Yeah. Very cool. Well, is there anything else that we missed that you know we need to cover?
No. If you have any information or you want to get involved or if you want to volunteer, just give us a call or come by and see us, because we would love to have you.
Okay. And what's the website again?
PensacolaBeachChamber.com.
Okay. And then so we're going to show up for breakfast.
Yes.
Okay.
going to be a beautiful day.
Danny going?
I'll be there.
Yes.
You'll be there?
I have a mimosa waiting for you.
Tara's rolling her eyes. She's like, I don't know. I don't think so.
I'm a lightweight, so I think I'll make it to the first or second.
That's okay.
I'm sure they would not mind if you rescheduled.
You want to bet?
Oh, yeah. Okay, maybe they would.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Nicole, hang out for a little while.
Yeah.
Let's hear what the rest of this crowd has to say. So, Danny,
good afternoon,
man. Talk to me about Sunrise Produce.
Sunrise Produce, about 3 years old. Just started, was it in Pensacola? Moved to Robertsdale, and a facility puts us a little closer to the beaches.
Yeah.
That's primarily what we're focusing on, is working with the restaurants and working with all the great restaurants, as many as we can. They're working with the.
So, are you a member of the chamber?
No, we need to be.
You definitely need to see what I did there, Nicole.
I like it. Thank you.
No pressure, Danny. Yeah, no pressure.
A little networking going on here.
Where you guys are in Robertsdale now?
That's correct.
Yeah. But you were here in Pensacola for a little while, weren't you?
We were for a little while. I had some issues with a large fire.
Where the old Emerald Coast Produce used to be.
Correct. And then we moved into a new facility out in Robertsdale.
So I used to be in the restaurant industry here.
Okay.
And so I have ordered food from you guys before.
Good.
So anyway, so all right. So you're in Robertsdale now. All kinds of restaurants, food service.
Yeah, we're primarily working with restaurants, food service, schools, casinos. And then we're also doing a little bit of retail business as well.
Wow. So how do I get to the retail? Come out of the warehouse?
Yeah, it comes out of the restaurant. We work with retail.
Oh, okay.
Fresh Market, things like that.
Yeah.
Winn-Dixie's.
Very cool.
A lot of Walmarts.
Yeah, a lot of Walmarts. Well, that's all right. That's good because you guys work with a lot of local farmers too, don't you?
Yes, we do. Right now, not a lot in season, but season, we try to work with a lot of the local growers. We work with ProAct. It's a large company that has a greener fields program that if a grower has issues with food safety and things like that, we try and get them in contact with the greener fields program and get them set up with food safety programs and certification, things like that, so that we can get them into the restaurants.
And ProAct, and I know this because, like I said, I've been on the backside of this, but ProAct is a huge organization in the United States.
Yes, yes.
That helps farmers and produce vendors and stays on top of that, gives you market reports and weather reports and things that really matter to those that are purchasing.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah. So 3 years, and you still love it?
Oh, I've been in the produce business 30 years, and so, I definitely love it. I was primarily in the retail side of the business, and now I've moved into the wholesale side, and it's been fantastic. Restaurant business is a little different animal than retail.
No, not at all.
Just a little.
Very cool. What's next for you guys? Spring and summer's coming, so.
Yeah, we're getting ready for that. That's for sure. Like everything that's going on down at Pensacola Beach, we are getting ready for all the beaches, really. And to kick that off on March 15th, we're putting together a food show. And we're trying to get a number of the restaurants that we're working with together to show off some of the things that they have available, and also some of the vendors that we work with.
Yeah.
And so we're putting together a food show at the Hampton Inn on March 15th at Orange Beach, Alabama.
Very cool.
We've got about 25 vendors that are already lined up, and hope to get quite a few more. The idea just being to bring everybody together to try and promote the restaurants, to promote the vendors in the area. That bring great food to the people.
Man, and shop local and local farmers. And I just spent the last week in London where you don't have the big vendors. I mean, if you want it, you go straight to the source, which is either the farmer who's got a stall at the market, or you go to the different markets and find your different products. So watching them all shop local and get local ingredients was just awesome.
Yeah, I've been involved with local produce for, I was with Fresh Market. I did a local program with them, and I had an opportunity to meet and talk with a lot of the local growers. Just fantastic people to work with.
Everybody realizes how much produce really grows around here.
Oh, it's insane.
Like sweet potatoes and lettuces and cabbage.
You think about it, you got everything here. You've got corn,
citrus, corn,
you've got strawberries, you've got sweet potatoes, you've got cabbage, lettuce, you got people doing zucchini.
Blueberries, blackberries.
So, you can just about find anything. There's people doing greenhouse growing around here. There's all kinds of growers around here.
Yeah, there's found lots of heirloom stuff and microgreens.
A number of organic growers are starting to get involved finally around here. It's this program that really needs to grow. It has grown quite a bit in the last few years. I remember in 95, it was kind of a novelty thing.
Yeah. People were like, I'm not eating that.
Yeah.
If I can't pronounce it, I'm not eating it.
My idea of organic was it was grown in the ground and back then. And I thought, okay, this is organic.
Yeah.
No, that's not how it is. I mean, organic is a way of life. It really yeah. is. So that is a definitely a growing category. And so you see a lot of growers that are doing that in this area too.
What do you got anything cool or new coming this season that most people haven't seen around here before?
Cool or new? Really, we're just trying to focus on the local program.
Yeah.
It's been something that's, you know, you talk about, but it's something we really need to focus more on.
Yeah.
And that's a primary one of the motives that we are doing this year is work towards focusing on local programs.
Yeah. So. You know, one of the things that would always bug me when you'd hear the word local, but then you'd find out like local for them was like a 1,000 mile radius.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And because literally within, I think, about 400 miles from here, you can get just about everything that we just mentioned.
Yeah. Even from our facility, I think we've got, I can't even count how many growers we have that are within a probably 10 mile radius of where
That's
we're
awesome.
At. So yeah, local is really definitely a major program that we're working on this year. We're trying to get with some people with the Greener Fields program to increase that and try and find other growers to work with in the area.
Okay, so did you eat your peas as a kid?
You know, I did. Actually, peas and spinach. I love them both. So.
Did you?
Now, squash, that's a whole other thing.
Really?
You don't like squash?
I was wondering, what's the produce guy's vegetable he doesn't like the most?
No, my wife would say I don't touch any of it, but you know what?
Yeah, well, you know what, though? I've been the same way. Like, you cook all day, and you get home, and the last thing you want to do is cook. I can imagine you're around the produce all day. Like, you got last thing you want to do is eat your vegetables, right?
I've gotten better with all of it, though. Yeah. I do like butternut squash.
How about Brussels sprouts?
I do like those.
Yeah. Especially if you cook with bacon and onions, man. You're good, huh? Very cool. Okay, so let's talk about the food show again because you've got it. That's soon, right?
Yeah, it's just around the corner, March 15th. It starts at 2 to 6. And then after 6 p.m., we're going to do a dinner called the Lettuce Luau. It goes from 6 to 8 that all of our guests will be invited to.
Cool.
We hope to have a real good time. We've got some things, pretty good things lined up for that.
And you're right there on the beach, too, aren't
you? Yeah, that's the night. That's the plus. That. Yeah, it hasn't been too difficult to promote that, the fact that it's on the beach.
So how do they sign up? Is there a cost, any of that, to go with it?
As far as coming, it's just show up.
Just show up, huh?
Vendor, if you want to be a vendor, we have a full table at $600 and a half table at $350.
Okay.
So if you have something that you want to promote at the show, please do.
Yeah. Preferably produce.
Yeah. Preferably. Well, no, we've got people that deal with, you know, employee leasing. We've got some people working with chemicals for the restaurant industry, linens. We've got Rolling Rock is going to be there, you know, with Pepsi products and things like that. So we've got a number of people other than produce. The idea is just trying to bring the whole restaurant community together.
Very cool. So, and do you guys deal strictly with produce, or do you have a couple other items like the, oh crap, I totally forgot to get milk kind of stuff?
Thank you. Yes, we do. We have dairy products. We have we actually have some exotic meats that we have. We have some elk and.
Oh, I love elk.
Yeah, we have, you name it, we can probably get it.
So. What's the company that does that for you?
Our parent company is Merchants Food Service.
Okay.
And so that's primarily who we work with on those other sides.
Because back in the day, there was a guy out of Atlanta that worked with, I guess, what Emerald Coast was prior to, maybe. He had some ostrich and black bear and some really cool, you know, stuff that you just don't find every day.
We are getting that stuff on a regular basis now.
That's awesome.
And we're working with the butcher shop here in Pensacola.
Yeah. Kevin's got some good stuff, man.
And that's primarily where we're getting a lot of that stuff going to. So.
Good. Well, man, he'll be happy that we're promoting some business for him. He was just in here a couple weeks ago. Yeah. So, all right, man. Well, how does one find you guys if you're a new restaurant, or let's say I've got a produce supplier that I'm using already and it's not you? How does that work?
You can call us 866-568-2009, or you can find us on the web at sunrisefreshproduce.com.
Do you guys do like price comparison and stuff?
Yeah, we try to be very competitive in the market. We do a lot of the stuff that help break, you know, do breakdowns, things like that.
Yeah.
You don't have to expect you to buy full cases of product. Yeah. So, you know, if you need a certain something, we hopefully will have it and break it down and get it to you.
Yeah. That was always the thing that killed the small restaurant, was if you had a half a case or a quarter case, you might as well buy the whole thing.
Right.
Even though half of it's going to go bad before you use it.
I wonder how that works with those new food trucks. I mean.
Well, I'm pretty sure Danny's got a solution. You get what you need that day or the next, you know, 2 days. And obviously, you know, produce is perishable, probably the most perishable in your establishment, but you get 2 or 3 days and that's it, you know? And then when you're out, you go back and get more. So,
yeah,
it's like what you were saying with your trip to London. I mean, my father lives in Germany.
Man, they were shopping every day.
Yeah, that's all they do. They shop every day because they have small refrigerators. They're not
if they have a refrigerator.
Yeah.
And that's how you have to ask for ice.
Yeah. And most of the restaurants I've been in town here around, they don't have a lot of space back here. So,
yeah,
you know, they get what they have and need it that day.
So. Yeah. So, and then you guys deliver 5 to 7 days a week?
Seven days a week. And we even have an afternoon run that we do each day. Every day except for Sunday. Yeah. So.
Well, that's good. All right. So we're going pub crawling.
I'm going to call you for another event.
I think he should bring extra limes and oranges.
Over here.
Bring extra limes and oranges just in case. And we'll go
if I can
crawl.
Help, I'll do it.
Yeah. I mean, so. We have a big food event on Pensacola Beach.
Sounds good.
That's it, man. Okay, Danny, do we forget anything that major that we need to make sure we cover?
Yeah, I think we got it covered.
Awesome. All right. So then hang out for a minute because Tara's going to tell us about some.
I'm so excited about this.
This stuff is so cool.
You've got to try it.
If you're not, and I'm sorry, I'm not going to steal your thunder, I promise, but you have to be very open-minded to even approach this subject, let alone actually go try this do this. But then once you find out how well it works, it's like there's no turning back. So now I'm going to give the floor to you. Let's tell everybody what you do because this stuff's awesome.
Yeah, I just opened Chill Cryotherapy in Pensacola. And it's whole body cryotherapy. And it originated in Japan in 68 for rheumatoid arthritis, fibromyalgia, and multiple sclerosis. The athletes in Europe discovered it. The Olympians, the footballers, the rugby players.
Yes. By football, she means soccer.
Yeah, I know. Well, I'm trying to be, you know.
Football.
Politically correct. And then the Olympic athletes in the U.S. picked it up. Marathoners. And they started using it in the U.S.
Tennis players, you were saying, too?
Well, tennis players, football players, basketball players. LeBron James lives on this stuff.
Yeah.
Golfers are heavily into cryotherapy.
Yeah.
Patrick Harrington, Jordan Spieth, because it speeds up their recovery time.
Sure.
And now it's actually moved into the NCAA. Alabama, Auburn, Georgia Tech, Michigan. So it's becoming more widespread.
So let's get clear. This is not the Walt Disney
freeze my head
so you can replace it later, right? All right. So how does it work? How does this happen?
Cryotherapy uses liquid nitrogen.
Mm-hmm.
What looks like an old time sauna. Your head sticks out. So your head is out. You're not breathing nitrogen.
Yeah.
Even though nitrogen is safe.
Sure.
The air is made up mostly of nitrogen. So the air is cooled to between 140 below Celsius to 180 below Celsius.
Mm-hmm. And so if you need translation, that's cold.
Yeah.
Cold is the
really
translation.
Cold. But the session is only 2 to 3 minutes.
Right. And it's dry air.
It's absolutely dry air. So, you know, I have people here who go, I don't like it when it's 40 degrees out. I'm like, have you ever taken an ice bath? It's a perfect example. It's wet, it's cold, and it's 20 minutes.
Yep.
I play tennis in the cold weather. The guys are complaining and whining nonstop. Mm-hmm. It's damp, cold. If you go skiing, for example, you can go in 35-degree weather and actually be colder than when it hits below zero.
Yeah.
Because then it's the dry air.
Right.
So that's really the difference. And it's 2 to 3 minutes as opposed to an ice bath, which is 20 minutes. An ankle injury. That's how I got into this.
Yeah.
You have to ice your ankle 4 to 5 times a day for 15 and 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know who has the time for that.
And you always get the bag that leaks, no matter how hard you try.
Yeah. No, and just the condensation becomes wet, on the outside. So you always get that damp cold and you're always miserable. This replaces that. It does a lot more than just that.
So, and the only way I can think to relate to it is luckily I've been exposed to the mountains growing up. So at like 10,000 feet, 11,000 feet in the dry mountain air, when it's 30 degrees outside, you can hang out for a little while before you really feel cold. Because it's so dry. But then the second you go inside and you realize, oh man, that was freezing. And then you're cold.
Yeah.
So, okay. So you get blasted with this air that just sort of fills the tank.
Circulates in the tank.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's got a constant feed,
mm-hmm.
you know. And so the temperature slowly lowers. So you don't feel, it's not 140 below.
It's not like Han Solo's
right
like
it slowly what, drops.
Carbonite or whatever.
Yeah. No, it slowly drops over the 2 to 3 minutes. But what it does, it fools your body into, the cold actually reduces the inflammation.
Quickly.
Very quickly.
Very quickly.
Your surface temperature is normally 82 degrees. Not your internal temperature, but your surface temperature is 82 degrees. So when you go into the cryo chamber, you start at that.
Mm-hmm.
When you come out, your surface temperature is 40 degrees.
Yeah.
So the surface temperature has dropped 40 degrees. but it only affects the top layer of your skin. Within 5 minutes or less, you're back up to 82 degrees.
Yeah.
So you can go about your day. You are done. You feel great because it releases a lot of naturally occurring chemicals, endorphins, your body's own natural anti-inflammatory agents and things like that. So you get a great feeling of well-being, a lot of energy. And I have people doing physical therapy who come straight from physical therapy because it hurt.
Right.
Go in and then go about their day.
Yeah, because it takes away the pain from the physical therapy.
Immediately.
When you, and you sure saying you get a lot of arthritis and carpal tunnel and things like that. Those kinds of clients and patients come in too, right?
Exactly. Right now, a large percentage of my clientele, I mean, I just opened a month ago. So amazingly, I actually have a
clients.
Fair amount. Well, I mean.
Because like I said, you really have to, be open-minded to get into this kind of stuff. But then, like I said, once you sit in that tank once, you know.
Yeah. And for me, I mean, I have a lot of people in physical therapy right now. I also have people who have chronic pain issues, back, you know, knees, wrists, tendons, swelling, who have some knowledge of cryotherapy. They've heard about it.
Right.
They sort of know it works. And then amazingly, I just get people. I had a guy, I had an MMA fighter from Biloxi, Mississippi. I am the closest place to Mobile, Biloxi, apparently a lot of places that I didn't even know about.
Good for you. You should find a way to keep it that way.
Well, there's that. Once people know I'm here and they know about it, they're willing to try it once.
Sure.
And that's all I ask anybody to do. Try it once.
Yeah.
You know, I so far have not had anybody that's come in that didn't like it.
Yeah. Okay. So what's it cost to try it once?
Single session is $45.
Yep.
I do 3-session packages that are $120. I do 10-session packages that are $350. Mm-hmm. And then a monthly pass for $390. Because you can do it 5 days a week, six days a week, up to twice a day.
Yeah. So, but with that being said, let's talk about some of these ailments. What does most treatment take? I mean, if you're coming in for arthritis pain or physical therapy, how does that work?
And a person with arthritis or fibromyalgia or MS symptoms, they need to come in between 6 to 8 times in a 2 to 3 week period.
Right.
Because it builds up a cumulative effect.
Sure.
And then after that, they can do maintenance sessions, you know, once or twice a week. And is it going to cure it? No, it isn't. But they can cut down on their medications. And that's one of the reasons people use this is because a lot of those medications do not make you feel very good.
Yeah. The side effects are almost worse than the thing.
Yeah, have you seen those ads on TV? I mean, may cause death, dismemberment, you know.
Yeah, your head may roll off your shoulders. Yeah, but hey.
but it works. So people are trying to get away, you know, from all this medication. And if you can even just cut out a small percentage of that medication.
Yeah.
You know, that's why people are willing to give it a shot.
Are health insurance agencies working with this?
I know in the case of some insurance companies, because it's been, they have medical studies backing it up for arthritis, fibromyalgia, multiple sclerosis, But people who have health savings accounts, it is covered by a lot of the health savings accounts. So, you know, for example, you have the account and you do your physical and stuff.
Right.
And, you know, your physical therapy is covered, but then not this.
Right.
Well, you can use your health savings dollars to do the cryotherapy.
Oh, there you go.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't even know that.
Well, yeah.
Some guy pointed it out to me, called his health savings account company.
It's a whole new clientele now.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
Really, because there's so many companies here that offer that as add-on benefits for, you know, your HSA accounts.
But the new insurance plans, most, you know, you have these deductibles. So most companies will tell you to get a health savings account to cover that deductible so it doesn't hit you all at once. But a lot of people have funds left over at the end of the year.
Yeah.
Or they just want it
and
just in case.
Nothing worse than unexpected healthcare expenses that you have to pay out of pocket.
Yes. So, you know, I had a brain aneurysm. I know about those unexpected costs. So, I mean, people have them.
Yeah.
They can use them. You know, it works.
So how did you get into all of this?
I lived in Dallas. I'm an avid tennis player. I play about 7 days a week, 3 to 5 hours a day. I mentioned I had a brain aneurysm. I had a series of ankle injuries. After the aneurysm, I didn't know it affected my balance permanently. They had the cryotherapy units there, and I found out I could just go in one of those, two or three times. Yeah. It would reduce the inflammation. I wouldn't have to wear the big clunky ankle brace, and I could have the ankle brace off in a week. Perfect.
Right.
So about 4 months ago, I was playing tennis with the guys at Bayview. First game in, went right over on my ankle and hit my tailbone.
Yeah.
And I went, oh, I'll just go do cryotherapy.
Sure. Except there isn't one here.
There isn't one in Pensacola. And I was like, what? And my doctor's, well, you can do physical therapy. I'm like, how long? He goes, well, like 6 weeks. I'm like, forget that.
Wow.
So I just decided to open my own company here in Pensacola.
That's great.
Yeah. Very cool. Okay, so where are you located?
We are at the corner of Belmont and Davis Highway, right near downtown, 2 blocks from the Crown Plaza, the Bay Center. You can reach us from Pensacola Beach, Gulf Breeze, anywhere in Pensacola.
Yeah.
You know, very easy to get to, easy to find.
So you find yourself expanding here soon?
Yes, not soon.
Not soon enough?
No, I need to get this working,
sure,
running easily and streamlined. My goal is to next year to buy a mobile unit, which then I can take to marathons, golf tournaments. They have the CrossFit event.
They also do the triathlete training
out at the beach every Sunday.
What's his thing called?
The Shride Tri?
No, the one that start the Portofino series, Tri Gulf Coast.
Yeah. And they also have the two futures tournaments at Roger Scott.
Yep. Not to mention all the runs that happen between Double Bridge until middle of May?
Yeah, you got the McGuire's run coming up next week.
So, I mean,
I might even need one at the end of the pub crawl.
I mean, I'll see you in the tank.
Somebody's knees
going to
be hurt.
Do you know somebody told me it works for hangovers?
Hangovers
and jet lag. I don't actually get why. I'm not buying into that whole thing. I would have to get a hangover to find out. And I can't run the machine by myself, so.
I could try it out for you.
I mean, I'll go by after the pub crawl. I'm available.
Can you be my guinea?
Yes.
That would be.
We'll get Uber to drop her off right at your door.
Hey. You know, one of those trolleys, why don't you just bring them by?
I'm here.
Yeah, there you go.
Actually, that is one of the reasons I don't let people who have been drinking, because it thins out the blood. I joke about that.
Insurance
but it does
doesn't cover that risk.
Yeah. It does work for hangovers and jet lag.
I'll come by the next day.
Yeah, exactly.
So what about fevers and stuff like that?
I'm not sure about that. Like, I don't.
Because I know,
think that
like
would
in the hospitals,
really
a lot of times, if you're that hot, they cover you
they
in
cover
the cold
you
blankets
in ice.
And ice.
But I wouldn't feel comfortable with that because I wouldn't know the condition. You wouldn't want a communicable disease.
Sure.
I'm sorry, but
sure.
I wouldn't want somebody with a communicable disease
in your pod. Yeah.
Yeah. Even though it's so cold in there, there is not a germ alive in that machine. I can guarantee it.
Yeah. I don't see anybody hanging out at it. Yeah. What is it? Negative 140 Celsius.
Yeah. It gets pretty cold. Yeah. So, I mean, the germ thing, but I don't think that's probably the best use for it. My thing I was thinking about though is sunburns, because part of a sunburn is your skin continues to sort of cook.
Yeah.
I mean, they haven't done anything with that on that, but I would think it would stop your skin from cooking pretty quickly.
Yeah.
I don't know, but I'm
Which
thinking
it would be great for the tourists.
Well, you
forget
see
to
my
put me
skin
the,
color. I'll come in after my first burn.
Yeah, like I don't burn. So, I mean, I probably will never use
but,
it for
well,
that
but
reason.
But I mean, you see every year, and it's getting to be about the time too, because the sun's finally staying up. But, you know, everybody will come down on Friday or Saturday, man, by Sunday afternoon, they're all lobsters.
And like, I'm a member at Portofino. So I'm like, I should just go park it out at Portofino when I get the mobile unit one day a week. I didn't want to open out there because that's a very closed environment.
Sure.
You know, but it's perfect for things like that. Or events, golf tournaments, golf scrambles.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Sounds like you got a real niche here that
that's awesome.
People need to know about.
You know, I think it's one of those things when you start a business or something, you have to have a passion for that business and truly believe in it. And you put your whole self into it because you know it's something that works or that you really want to do. I was a software engineer most of my life. So it's not like I just decided,
going to go do this.
Yeah, I've studied the health industry forever and a day, and I think this is a good idea.
Yeah.
For me, it was just a passion and something I wanted in Pensacola. And I sort of felt like Pensacola was now ready for something cryotherapy.
So how are you letting people know now? Like, how do you let people know you're here?
Yeah. Well, that's exactly it. But I started out on, I started my website first, and I actually got hits off of that before I even opened. When are you opening? Because it popped up under cryotherapy and geographic region. then I started doing more Facebook information, articles, you know, about cryotherapy to kind of educate the public, and then set up the online appointment booking, and the health waiver is online so that everybody, it's so simplified. It's very streamlined. Mm-hmm. So you can be in and out of there. My Navy guy is in and out in 8 minutes.
Yeah.
Because he knows the routine.
Which they love. That fits into the schedule.
Well, this is the whole thing. It's not like it takes up your whole day.
Yeah.
You know, it at most is 15 minutes. People that need reassurance, okay, I spend the extra time to explain it to them. Mm-hmm. But you really don't know. I mean, I can talk about anything for 3 minutes.
Yeah.
I've talked about the white squirrel at Bayview. I have talked about the beach. I can talk
now
about
you talk about Business Radio X.
And, well, exactly. And they don't know it. All of a sudden, I'm like, oh, you're done. And you're like, oh. Yeah. That wasn't so bad. So,
well, like I said, you don't even realize you're cold until you're done.
No, well, I'm not going to lie about that. And what I tell all my clients is the way you know
you're going to feel a little chill.
But the way you know it's working, you start to feel what is like pins and needles in your legs. And that actually is the blood leaving.
Right.
And rushing to your core to protect your body. And basically, it's lying to your body. It's saying you're going to freeze.
Right.
And so the blood rushes to protect your core. And what comes back is highly oxygenated and all these great chemicals and removes the toxins and stuff. But so it just fools your body into thinking.
Yeah, and if you're not expecting it, you kind of freak you out
a
little bit.
And you feel the pins and needles and stuff. You feel them on your legs, sometimes the back of your arms. And that's how you know it's working. And that happens probably within the last minute of your session.
Yeah.
You know. So I can pretty much judge where people are. I've had a couple of people tell me I didn't feel the pins and needles. Guess what? Next time they came in, I put them down the next level.
Yeah.
And, you know, because I knew it wasn't being as effective as it should have been. So
Very cool.
I didn't tell them that either.
Yeah, that's all right.
I just turned it down.
No,
they
know
thank
now.
Me.
Yeah.
Afterwards.
They know now.
No,
the secret's out.
They thank me afterwards.
Very cool. Well, I'm going to have to come by and try it out.
I'm telling you. That's all I ask anybody, to try it once, and you really do.
And you're hooked.
You kind of are. My husband was the biggest non-believer. He goes, this is the craziest idea I've ever heard. Yeah. I do not want to spend the money on this business.
That's what they said about the deprivation tanks that we were talking about.
Yeah. And I said, you've got to come with me and try it.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, I'll try it, but I think this is crazy. Do you know who spends more time in my tank than anybody else? I mean, I have clients that come 4 and 5 days a week, and he doesn't come that often. He's there 3 days a week.
Yeah.
And he loves it.
Yeah.
So honestly,
he's got the inside scoop.
Yeah. I'm like, seriously?
This awesome.
Fair.
Well, let's tell them where your website is again how they can book it if they want
It's chillpensacola.com. You can book appointments online. The health waiver form is online. My phone number is 850-972-8488.
Where's a good place to send somebody some information, like a resource, in case they want to just do a little discovery before they wander?
If you go to my Facebook page, which is also, I think, Chill Pensacola, my Instagram is, and my Twitter feed, but you can just look up Chill Cryotherapy and it'll pop up. But yeah. I actually have articles on the beauty benefits, which are good, but I don't really emphasize that. And there are some beauty benefits, but I have articles on the benefits for arthritis, the benefits for fibromyalgia and things like that. So it's, I do have information on my Facebook page and also my website. There's a new section I just put in that I'm starting to put some articles up.
Yeah.
On.
So cool.
Yeah.
Well,
very
thanks for
cool.
hanging out today. This is fun. I'm going to go. All right. So we're going pub crawling. We're going to wake up the next day and go cure our hangover.
Yes.
Okay. Because we can't go while we're drunk.
I like it.
So, okay. Well, look, I want to thank all three of you for coming in and hanging out with me today. And we invite you back if you have any other future events or news to share, or maybe when this other deprivation thing, we'll go hang out.
Yeah, we should try it.
This thing's so look cool. I'm telling you, I met this guy in London. He sells them. He works for the company that
makes
them.
Do you know there's actually this guy in Pensacola who he has a personal one. He's from South Africa. He's one of my clients, and
they love it.
His own personal
it's the same thing as the cryo stuff. Once you start it, you can't stop. You just float in these. It's
Epsom salt.
Like 130 pounds of Epsom salt in water. So you can't sink. You literally cannot sink. And it's a cool, just looks like a big
chamber.
Egg, kind of like from Mork and Mindy, you know, when he used to, you know what I'm talking about? And you crawl in and it shuts off and it's complete sensory deprivation. And eventually what happens is your senses keep trying to find something to focus on. Well, after about 35 seconds to a minute, there's nothing there. And it, so it finally gives up and it, it creates all of this just cool stuff that happens in your body when you just shut the whole world out for a little while. So,
but really cool. And the thing about that, the one thing I do know is that that is like, you have to be in there for 45 minutes.
Well, see, now they had the ones in London, they were about a half an hour experience. It was like you could choose like a 15 or 20 minute session. Yeah. And of course, they'd have locker rooms where you could shower and obviously get
all the salt off. So, it's like going to the beach.
I know. I was going to say, it's just like hanging out at Pensacola Beach. So, you know.
Hey, they have showers right now.
We do.
That's right. That's right. So
I love Pensacola Beach and the beaches around here. Like, I'm from New England. They don't have showers on the beach there.
They don't have white sand like we do either.
Yeah. Now, I moved here. My husband's like, I'm like, I'm going to the pool. And I'm like, wait, they have showers.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I can get that salt off me. Mm-hmm. So now I...
Unless you just get hooked like a local resident who's been here for a while. Let me just leave the salt on. It's kind of fun.
Never
going
to get to that point. Sorry.
Okay, you guys. Well, again, thank you all three of you for coming in today and sharing your stories and your business. So,
thank you.
Guys, you can find us at Pcola Radio X on Twitter or at Pcola BRX on Facebook or on our website at pensacola.businessradiox.com. Again, thank you guys for coming in. This has been Pensacola Business Radio, where business is good and your work matters. Mm-hmm.